Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
Girl, let me tell you, I only had maybe a little less than half of that drink.
When you're drinking, you just gotta drink more.
I am a strongly worded email.
Actually, that feels in line, though.
That's not true!
No, listen, and every now and again, when somebody get out of line, you just yell, pop the trunk.
I'm the juice to her gin. Did we hit record?
Is it working? Is it on?
Okay, good. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gin and Juice podcast. My name is Melissa.
My name is Melanie.
Very good. Welcome to a brand new episode. We're real life sisters. We get on this podcast every single week, talk about what the heck we want to talk about, including other podcasts. We want to thank our sponsor.
We do. That is Earnin', Prize Picks, Masterclass, and ZocDoc.
Oh, very good. You'll hear more about them later in the episode. We're going to start with a segment we like to call... long story short, we catch you up on some of the things that has happened over the course of the week. Mel, you want to go first?
I don't have anything, but you you did all the things. You went to Salt Lake City, Utah.
Yeah, yes, it was.
Yes.
I need to post content. That Olay, I need to post like now. So I'm going to do this. Yeah. And then when we do the first ad, I'll do it. Okay. Because that brain fog that I was talking to you about. That's what that is, because I forgot I was supposed to do that. Okay, I actually wrote notes. Okay, so, because brain fog and I'd be forgetting. So let's talk about Sundance really quickly. So we went to Sundance for the first time last week. Kevin is in and part of the executive production or executive producing a show called Freelance. With these young guys, brothers, the Turner brothers from Cleveland, Ohio. Columbus. Oh, they're from Ohio. Mm-hmm. They're from Ohio is what I'm going to say, because I don't remember exactly if it's Cleveland or Columbus. Columbus might be right. And it was great. The show was great. It's super black. It's a they were part of the episodic review. And so this is actually part of a series. All of the shows, to be completely honest with you, were great and really funny, and the guys held their own. That's not to say theirs wasn't, because theirs was really funny, really great, very black, and an audience full of a lot of non-blacks, and they were laughing. They got it. It was really, really great. So that was really cool. Super proud of them. And you know, just the opportunity to be part of this. And I want to be clear, like, Kev will say this, so I'm not like taking his shine or anything. This is the guys, the Turner brothers, their thing. They just asked Kev to be involved in it, and so it's not like Kev's brainchild or anything. This is just God doing what God does and allowing us to connect with people that are doing amazing and great things. But they're really something special. So that was a really cool experience.
Isn't it the last time it's going to be in? They were calling it the Last Dance.
Yes, right? It's the last time that it will be held in Salt Lake City, Park City, Utah, and then I believe it's going to Aspen. Boulder, Colorado. Thank you, in Colorado. And I can see why. I just want to say, I can see why. However, Utah's beautiful.
Why does it have to be in a cold place?
You know, that was my question too.
Why would you go from Utah to Colorado? What's the snow? What's the point? I don't know.
I mean, not a one. Oh.
Well.
They...
That's why the girls are always arguing on the Real
Melanie,
Housewives.
Melanie, they ain't got nothing better to do.
They hungry.
Oh, and
just hangry.
Oh, we're coming to Miss Lisa Barlow. I just want to say that there are 3,000 people. There's about 3 restaurants. It's not giving that they have the space to hold what Sundance is. It's beautiful though.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. I was like, I need to do like a Park City themed, Salt Lake City themed Christmas.
Oh.
Like it's so, like you're being imported into or exported into a Christmas town. Oh. And it was January and they still had like their Christmas lights up and the snow. It's beautiful, just absolutely beautiful. But it is freezing cold. There is nothing to do and there's no food. That's what I want to say. And I want to say this too. We stopped by. So the guys, the Turner Brothers, had a, what do you want to call this? Kind of like a celebration party, I guess, of sorts at the premiere. A mixer. Mm-hmm. At the premiere, which is owned by Lisa Barlow. She's part owner. Mm-hmm.
She always be talking about Salt Lake. I mean, Sundance is her, like, her thing because she, a lot of people go to her stuff.
Yeah, so we went.
Okay.
And it serves.
Yeah, Vita Tequila.
And they serve Vita Tequila.
Vita Tequila.
They should remove the Vita part because there's no life in that tequila. I don't know why the place is even called the Premier because there was nothing Premier about it. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to tell you. And this wasn't even my eye. This is actually Imara's eye because she was, child, we went in there and as soon as I saw, because I didn't realize we were in Lisa Barlow's place, I saw the menu and it said Vita Tequila and then it said like Lisa's favorites or something. Gorgeous girl. Or yeah, because you know, or girl, gorgeous girl. What does she say all the time? Girl, gorgeous baby.
Oh,
whatever something. Her saying is baby gorgeous. That's what it is. Baby gorgeous. And so, and then they had food recommendations and it was like Lisa's favorites. Oh. And I said, I know we're not.
Oh.
I know we are not at Lisa Barlow's place. We must get a drink.
Yeah.
Imara, because Imara's always down for the shenanigans. So she's like, absolutely. So we get the first two baby gorgeous in like orange sickle something or the other.
Like a mandarin.
Yeah. Cream. Yes. Drink. And that had the Vita Tequila in it. And so I was like, okay, we're going to get the cocktails, but we also should get shots so we can try the tequila for what it is.
Yeah.
Joshua goes up to get with Kev to get our drinks. He texts. They're absolutely pouring
Casamigos
in the cocktails and not Vita Tequila.
She finna sue oh, girl, you.
Baby, how you gonna sue me for my experience?
They were pouring Casamigos.
A competitor.
Even though the drink is listed as Vita Tequila?
Correct.
Were they
that
out?
The reason why we got the cocktails because it had the Vita in it.
Yes.
We got two of the cocktails that had the Vita in it. Allegedly. Fraudulent.
Well, was the drink good?
No.
The Casamigos version?
No.
Oh.
Oscar, was the shot good?
And so then I was like, okay, if we're not going to have the cocktail, because my thought was, well, that's weird. why would you even be serving? Why would you even have a competitor in here? If this is my place of ownership.
And I sell.
Okay, this is my place. Tequila. When the mortgage, the rent comes in, I pay it. And I also own tequila. I would be doggone if you think you gonna get, what you mean you want, do you have a list of options? What's your top shelf? Vita Tequila, what you mean?
That's the only option.
The only shelf.
Correct. Yeah. What are you talking about? You want anything with tequila, it's gonna be mine. And shut up if you don't like it, go somewhere else because this is my place of residence.
Oh my God.
So she's putting, the bartender is putting Casamigos in our cocktail.
This is crazy.
So we're like, okay, well, let's try. And the cocktail, by the way, weren't even good. And I'm like, maybe it was the bartender because the description sounded really good and Casamigos is really good. I'm not quite sure what they did, but the cocktail itself wasn't good. That's okay. It didn't have the Vita Tequila in it. We're going to try the shot. We could try the tequila for what it is as a shot. I go first. My experience with tequila is this. It feels like, thank you very much, Wendy Smith. That's the exact word I was going to say. It feels like gasoline in your throat crawling down and taking the insides of your esophagus with it. Okay.
The Vita Tequila?
No. Tequila in general.
Oh, yes.
Tequila in general is very strong for me.
I agree.
It's very strong is the only word I can get to it. Like, it just feels like, like, I hate taking tequila shots. I think they're terrible. So sorry to people that love tequila. So sorry to the people that cherish it. It's just not my jam. So I'm taking it fully expecting this to be that experience. Chad, this was the most watered down, basic, non-girl. So I take it almost to shock. So I drink it. I take the lemon wedge, the lime wedge, and then I'm like, oh no, I'm not getting. Then I got pissed. I said, child, this don't taste like nothing. It's watery. It barely has a flavor to it at all. There was no burn, no sensation, no alcohol. It was water at best. Tell them, Joshua.
It wasn't even like it was a smooth tequila.
No.
Like, yeah, yeah.
No.
Like, Clase Azul is like smooth.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this is still like.
Yes.
Yeah.
It tastes like. Not it's a slight exaggeration, like watery Jose Cuervo.
It was watery.
Like it was literally like cut with water is what it felt like.
Yes, okay. It literally tasted like it was cut with water. Like the entire.
I feel that doesn't feel in line with who Lisa Barlow is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it feels like she's not the type to like get lit. So it's like, hey, take this down a few notches so I can like still fit the vibe, but like not actually drink.
My problem is she goes on these people's show on Bravo.
She does.
And says she is not living the life that we are living. And
we live a very different life.
She's hanging out with Brad.
Matt Damon. Brad the other Pitt. One.
No, who was with Jennifer Lopez? Bennifer.
Bennifer Affleck.
Ben Affleck. She is hanging with Ben Affleck. She's living a very different life than we are. And you are disgusting if you don't know what she does and how she makes her money. And the nerve of to question what I do.
Yes.
And you're serving this watery, non-existent tequila in a restaurant lounge situation that got potholes.
Wow.
The lights. This light, Imara said, is that light warm and this one's cool?
They got different bulbs.
The photos were crooked on the wall.
She put herself out there for this kind of criticism. The problem is you put yourself out there like you are top shelf yourself. And then when we go to, when y'all go to the establishment and it ain't top shelf.
Because I was excited in a mug.
Yeah, you out here looking like a fool.
Every criticism that Angie said when she said, you can come pick this up because it's sitting down here collecting dust. Ain't nobody drinking this nasty tequila. Angie goes below the belt for me, personally. I think she goes low sometimes. A lot of times. Most of the time. She be saying stuff kind of out of pocket, in my opinion. But everything she said about that doggone tequila, correct.
Oh, man.
Correct.
I don't feel like any of the girls actually like it. Have they ever said anything like, oh, my gosh, yeah, I love her drink? Mm-mm. I don't feel like they have.
No. And I think I would love to know if that's what it tastes out of the bottle or if it actually was cut. Because to Joshua's point, literally tasted like it was cut with water. It literally tasted like it was cut with water.
Dang.
I mean, it was most alcohol. It just has an alcohol taste. You're drinking water. I mean, alcohol. It didn't have it at all.
Well, that is not the worst thing because nobody is hungover.
Oh, so you definitely want to get. We didn't even finish it. Congratulations to Mo. I don't know what happened to her, but they're saying congratulations. Okay, so that was that. Situation, Chad. Meredith's store was also on that same street, but we got out too late. I didn't see it. Yes, Imara said she has a store on Main Street.
Was that the Western store?
I don't know, but we didn't get a chance to go in it because I really wanted. My thing is one of my favorite things to do is I want to go to where y'all go.
Yeah,
I want to experience the places y'all be talking about. Yeah. I want to do the things. So yes, Meredith Marks, I want to go into your store. Correct, but we got out of the little thing too late, so we didn't get the chance to go. But regardless, Lisa's place was not. I didn't get the food. I didn't get the food, so I can't speak to the food. But I will tell you that Vita Tequila ain't no way in the world. She ain't just. Ain't no way.
A very different life.
She is living a very different life because I would never serve that.
Hilarious. Well, before you finish, I think you have more things.
Yeah, I got to tell you about Mel. I mean, we got kicked out of Joe's game.
Yes. Yeah, so before we go into that, let me tell you about Earnin, the first sponsor for this podcast. Life doesn't happen biweekly, so why should payday? The money you've earned should be in your hands, and with Earnin, it can be. Earnin is an app that lets you access your pay as you earn it, up to $150 a day with a max of $1,000 between paydays. Just download the Earnin app and add your info, then start accessing your pay as you work and leave an optional tip to help keep the app running for everyone. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. So the way this ad started is life doesn't happen biweekly, and that is the truth, because you'll be minding your business and all of a sudden your car is broke, or your dog is sick, or you forgot to fill up the tank. You need some gas and some groceries, and you got bills, okay? It's the beginning of the month. Shout out to Black History Month. And all of a sudden, all the bills are due. And that is how Earnin can step in and help you if you have some unexpected trips to the vet, a last-minute gift for a loved one, special night out, things like that. Earnin can help you. So download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. That's Earnin, E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple Store. All right, shout out to Earnin.
Okay. The other thing I was going to say is, and then I have to post this. I just need to remember which is the right caption. Joe had a game on Thursday, Friday, whatever it was last week, and we went. And it was the other team's senior night. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I was unfamiliar with senior night. Did you guys have senior night is it a California thing?
I feel like we may have.
I thought it was universal though.
I didn't have a senior night for sports.
Oh, for sports.
It's primarily for sports. Like the last last home game, or the home game that's not against a good team, so it kind of guarantees.
I was going to say for football, it feels homecoming. For football, we had it. Not that I played, but it was like everybody knows it's senior night. The seniors are highlighted from the football team.
Oh, well, it's not a thing in the school
I went to. I sports as a senior.
Excuse me. I ran varsity track since 10th grade, and we didn't have it for the seniors when I was in 10th grade. We didn't have it for the seniors in 11th grade, and I certainly didn't have it in 12th grade.
Did they do it for football, though?
Not that I recall.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But people
didn't go to your high school. I went to a different high
school. That's why I was asking if they did it maybe at your school, and it was just Lakes that didn't do it. Oh, well, they're saying a lot of people have it. It makes sense, actually, that it would be like in this, like specifically in Texas, because it's such a huge sports state, actually. Like sports is huge in Texas. And specifically even like college football is really big in Texas. So it makes sense, low key, that even in high school would be.
What if they just don't do it in track? Because I feel like it'd be kind of hard to do.
That's what I was going to say.
Because usually maybe at halftime, they bring all the seniors out and they say their names and they shout them out.
Oh, they did.
Be kind of like, this person's in this race. All right, go.
They did it for Joe at the beginning of the game. Oh. It was like a little ceremony beforehand. They could have did it for us. Anyways, they didn't do it for us. So I was like, oh, this is so unique. I thought it was just Joe's school, to be completely honest with you. And then we went to this school and they were doing the same. I was like, oh, so this is a thing. Got it. I just missed out. Regardless. So we go, it's their senior night, the kids are rowdy, which I'm not going to be really honest with you. I don't have a problem with that. I think the kids should be, it's your senior night. They're excited. They're there to support the other kids for the game. I actually ended up being late because I was so hungry. So I had to get food. And when I came in, I was like, yo, these kids are like so lit right now. What is happening? And then it dawned on me that it was their senior night. And that wasn't the problem. But the kids were very excited. Okay, we're going in, we're playing. The first score that the other team made, the kid was a mile offsides, like to the point where Kev was late. So he's walking into the stadium and he's like, why aren't they like resetting? Basically, the kid was offsides. Like, he could see the kid was offsides from coming into the stadium.
Tell
that's how far tell people what offsides is, Joshua, because I'd be struggling with it. But when I know it, when I recognize it, that's how I know you offsides.
Offside is when the offensive player is past the last line of defense, the last defender in between the goalie, and is being passed the ball. So you have to be before the last defender mm-hmm. when the ball is passed. Now, mm-hmm. you can pass the ball and then be pass it and mm-hmm. then get the ball, mm-hmm. but if it's passed when, like, even a foot is passed or a cleat is passed mm-hmm. that last defender closer to the goalie.
It stops.
But sides. They run plays and stuff to try and, like, push the defenders up to keep people to it. It's
your mic is not on.
Oh, it might just be low because it's on.
Oh, okay.
Did that make sense?
Yes.
So it's a play against the offense regarding where the last defender was positioned mm-hmm. and the ball being passed.
It's like a person trying to score a goal being right by the goal where
it keeps from that happening.
Yeah. When the last defender of the goal is in front of that person. So you can't be, if you are trying to score, you can't be in front of that team member.
Like, you can't guard the goal.
You can't guard the goal.
Yeah, you can't guard the goal.
When you're being past the ball.
Correct. So, so Kev could tell he was offsides. I could tell he was offsides. It was very clear he was offsides. The ref doesn't call it at all. So they're all celebrating. That ticks the parents off. Me and Kev's, like, BS meter is very high. Like, we have a very high, although as I'm getting older, something happened last night and I told Kit Mel on the way in, like, my BS meter is actually not as high. Like, my threshold is not as high, but it's still, like, relatively high. So parents are upset, but, like, it's fine. It's cool. It's whatever. A couple parents say a couple things, but, like, for the most part, it's cool. Fouls start happening. They're pushing the kids, like, shoulder chucking there. It was a very physical game to the point where I was like, are we rivals with them? Did I miss it? No, we're not. It just was like a very physical game. And the ref is not calling that. Parents are more and more, like, you know, getting more and more upset. So eventually one of the parents comes over to me and she's like, he's finna make an example out of me. Because the ref eventually says, because everybody's being loud and, you know, saying the things as, you know, things are escalating. The ref eventually says, the next person who says something, I'm kicking them out. So everybody's like, okay, sure, you know, calm down, relax. So she comes over and she's like, he's finna make an example of me. I'm finna get kicked out. And I'm like, no, you know, don't do it. And she's like, no. He already pissed me off because he assumed she's black. She's like, he assumed Joe was my child. And because all the, you know, we've known these kids. Some of the kids are from Joe's club team. And then Joe's been at the school for 3 years. So you get to know the parents, you get to know the kids. So I'm rooting for all the kids. You know what I mean? And so she's rooting for Joe because that's what you do when we're all on the same team. And so the ref ends up saying something to her like, oh, you're being loud rooting for your son or whatever. And so she's like, first of all, that's not my son. And second of all, I wouldn't be loud if you made the right plays. So he's already feeling away. She's feeling away. All the parents are feeling away. This is the energy of, like, the night.
Senior night.
So she comes over to me, like, literally, and she's like, he's finna make an example out of me. And I'm like, no. She's like, no, I'm tired of this. She tells me the story about what happened earlier, and she's like, I'm finna say something. And so she goes back to the other side and she yells, who's paying you, ref?
Oh, that'll do it.
And that did it.
That warranted it.
So it went from no one saying anything, you know, we're kind of, you know, saying a mumbling word under our breath, but, like, we're not being loud. She yells it loud. And one of Joe's really good friends, been with him since the school he was at before this school, love his parents. The dad, though, he be getting kicked out. It don't take much. He be getting kicked out. And he was basically like, oh, we're doing this? Guess what? We're doing this. Yeah! So he starts going off. Then this other couple starts going off. Like, as soon as she said that, all bets are off. Everybody's going off. So the ref says, he throws the card down and he's like, you guys need to leave. The entire parents' audience needs to go. So one of the parents, not the two, this other parent says, make us.
It's childish.
And sits back. So I said, we're not really going to leave. I'm like, I thought it was Joe's last game. It's not. So in my mind, I'm like, it's Joe's last game. He's a senior. I'm not trying to get kicked out of my baby's last senior game. I want to see Joe finish playing the game. So, and no one's trying to leave. So I'm like, y'all, we got to relax, right? They're not with it. He says, make us. So they're sitting there. Everyone's sitting there. I am crying, laughing. Me and Kev are looking at each other because I'm like, I'm not going to break. You know, if we're not leaving, I'm not leaving. You know, I'm not going to be that person. So then he calls a meeting in the center of the field with our coach, their coach, and like an administrator from the school. He decides if they don't leave, the kids are forfeiting the game. So he comes, the administrator comes over to our side and she's like, if you guys aren't out here in 5 minutes, he's going to forfeit the game. And so everyone's like starts to grab their stuff because we understand like we don't want the kids to lose. So I'm like, well, if I have to leave anyway and I was over here like really trying to be good, guess what? I have stuff to say. So I go down to the fence and I'm like, you're a terrible ref and the kids have already forfeited the game if you're going to continue to call the game like this. They've already lost if you're going to continue to do this. It's no fun watching the kids play and you're cheating. That's not fun for us as parents. Like, I'm now going off. So we're all grabbing our stuff because I'm like, if I'm going to get kicked out anyway and I was over here really trying to be quiet, I do have stuff to say. I've been saying it, but like now I'm finna say it out loud because I really don't care. I ain't got nothing to lose at this point. So then another parent starts yelling, one of our parents starts yelling at one of our kids. It's a kid that I know. He also was on Joe's club team. So I know the kid. I know the parent. The parent is a really great photographer. So he's on the field still, but he's always on the field taking like pictures or whatever. So he's like, you need to say something for your pride. You need to be for your pride, like yelling at him. So the kid, I'm trying not to say his name, he comes over to the fence and is like standing there. And so now I'm mad. So I say to him, you need to relax. That's not your kid. Who do you think you are yelling at somebody else's kid? That's not okay. So Joe gets mad. So he's like, y'all need to leave from the field.
The ref is like, I told y'all to you
guys. Yes, yelling at the parents. Y'all need to leave. Y'all are not making it better. And I'm like, you are correct, but I do need you to relax. But you're not wrong because we're not making it better. So I'm now going off at the kid. Kev gets between me and the kid. I mean, not me and the kid. Me and the, because me, the guy is behind me. Kev is in front of me as we're walking out. And so I'm turning around like, you're being disrespectful. Why are you yelling at him? That's not your child. So Kev comes over. You need to relax. That's disrespectful. That's not your kid. It's pure chaos. The kid comes over. He's standing there. And I'm like, you need to go back on the field. Because who do you think you are? You're a kid. You're about to fight this adult? I don't know who I think I am. I'm 300 pounds. This is a grown man. But I'm telling you, you need to relax and calm down because who do you think you're talking to? Finally, the dad gets aware of what's happening. He comes over and he's like, don't talk to my kid that way. You're late.
So poor soccer game.
We all,
senior night is ruined.
Oh my God. We all go out. The administrator comes. And I tell you, she's full Morgan Freeman, locks the chains.
And don't come back.
Locks the chains, locks the gate, and prevents us from coming back. So we're on the outside of the field. There's still a fence there, and we're just watching the game, the rest of the game, from outside the club.
From outside. You can't even get in.
The parents were so mad. Like, first of all, you know, private school parents be different. So they're like, we pay him. We need to say something. I'm like, we was being wild. I'm not going to lie. Like, in real life, the fact that one of our own parents was yelling at one of our own kids, that's what was happening. Yes. Y'all lost control. It's a little Christian school. They out there cussing. I said, oh, we getting y'all real personality. F him. I was like, I don't think
Jesus. No more Jesus, huh? No more Jesus.
Oh my God. It was hysterical. It was a great time. It was not Joe's final game. So I'm so happy we were not kicked out
of his final game.
And
he lost anyway.
Oh, they lost. They scored the first point and the last point should not have counted. They were absolutely offsides. But after we got kicked out and they restarted the game, our kids are defeated. The other team made a point in like 3 seconds. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That one counted. That was a real...
Morale is down. Yeah, kids Our parents are kicked out. Yeah, this is dumb.
Yeah, it was. And Joe was like, I talked to Joe afterward, like, what do you think? And he was like, it just gets to a point. Like, y'all were not... helping, and it's not like y'all are gonna fuss at the ref and then all of a sudden he's gonna ref better. He's gonna continue to ref terrible because he hates us now, and you guys weren't making it better. I just feel like it gets to a point. And I was like, you are right, but I do want you to know that I'm always willing to get kicked out to let you know that I'm always on your side, because what he was doing was wrong, you know? And like, and I told him, I was like, and my point is not really to get kicked out. Like, I'm really gonna sit here and like, I don't want to get kicked out. I want the kid, and I don't want the point of me saying what I want to say to affect y'all, where y'all forfeit the game. So I'm willing to shut up and sit down. But the moment I knew I was finna get kicked out anyway, I'm gonna give you a piece of my mind. Yeah. Now I'm gonna give you a piece of my mind.
That's hilarious.
So anyway, it was very hilarious. It was very, me and Kev were like, I cannot believe this has happened. This has never happened. There's no way this is actually a real thing. It was quite hysterical. Okay, go ahead, Mama, because I gotta post this.
All right, let's get into our next sponsor, and that is one of our faves, Prize Picks. The big game is almost here, and there's no better way to cash in during America's biggest sporting event than Prize Picks, where it always feels good to be right. And this week, Prize Picks has a special max discount for the big game live in the app now. Drake May just needs one passing yard for the max discount to win. Just another player to add to your lineup, and if your pick hits, you can cash in. I love sports, but also have never really understood some of the sports that I watch, okay? Football being one of them. And so, like, when people are talking about first downs, you know, I was like, what? And people have explained that to me many a times. But it has always been, you need a good motivation to understand it. And Prize Picks has given me the motivation to be like, oh, I need to know what's happening so I can know if I'm going to cash in, if I won this week. And so even if you aren't a big sports person, this will give you a brand new motivation to understand, know the people, know the players, figure out who your picks are going to be. Is it going to be more or less this week? And then once they, you know, perform according to what you are, what your pick is, you win money. There is no better motivation than that. So with this weekend, I'm picking Sam Darnold to pass for more than 20 pass completions, Kenneth Walker for more than 50 rushing yards, and Drake May for more than 200 passing yards, definitely including Drake May based on that max discount I just told y'all about. So go in, get your lineups, make your picks, and then we can see who's making some money.
Let's go K9. Let's go Hawks.
There you go. Prize Picks now has early payouts. If your player gets off to a hot start, you can now have the option to cash out those winnings before the game even finishes. With new social feed features, you can share Prize Picks with your friends and copy lineups from winners with a single click. So you can copy other people's lineups, copy lineups you like, or use them as inspiration for your own picks. You can even follow Prize Picks partners like us and tell or fade our picks with just one click. And that kind of goes to my earlier point. If you don't really know what's happening, you could just copy other people's picks, do what they do, and if they won last week, you just copy what they said. Okay, download the Prize Picks app today and use code GJ to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code GJ to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, it's good to be right. All right, let me tell you about Masterclass. Masterclass has helped me because one of my favorite ones is the Robin Roberts one, but they have so many, and I actually just have been seeing an Issa Rae one circling. I know she did one a while ago. I don't know if it's the same one or a new one circling, but to be honest, I rewatch some of the ones I've watched already. I rewatch them just because there's things you miss or just things you want to be reminded of. And I went to court not too long ago, like last week or so. And at the end, I was like, I got beside myself and got excited about trying to ask a question with all the other paparazzi people. But as soon as I asked it, I was like, oh, I don't feel good about this. I don't feel good about this. I need to go rewatch Robin Roberts' masterclass because, and some of the other like news people or people who are journalists who have given masterclass, they give really good tips and tricks about asking people questions and being clear and concise and how to do it. So anyway, as soon as I asked the question, I immediately felt like I need to go be refreshed on my masterclass. So literally I use masterclass. I think it has been so helpful. It's such a good way to get in information from masters, from people who have excelled at these different skills. And you can do it at home or in the car or wherever you want to watch it. So anyway, that is my little tidbit on Masterclass. But what I want to tell you is that with Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. So you can turn your commute or your workout into a classroom with audio mode. You can listen to Masterclass anytime, anywhere. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 people surveyed feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, me included. So see for yourself why this Masterclass member says this is by far the best money I've spent in a long while. Right now, our listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/GJ.
GJ.
That's 15% off at masterclass.com/GJ. Masterclass.com/GJ. I wanted to say also, the Grammys, we're recording this on Monday, even though it comes out later. But the Grammys was last night. We were at Kev's show, so we didn't get to watch a ton of it. But of course, you get the clips and clips off the internet of what happened. I saw very quickly when we were at the show that Justin Bieber had performed in his underwear. And I was very confused. Like, why is this man on stage? Something is clearly happening. And then this morning I got to watch the full like 3 or 4 minute clip of him actually singing. I got to actually hear it and like kind of take in the performance as it was intended. That boy is so talented. He has such an amazing voice. I still believe that he is not doing well, but what a performance.
The whole thing.
Also, yes, all the hopes and prayers for that man, because when I saw his performance today versus last night, it reminded me of so many artists who, you know, are not doing well, but their talent is, it's like God given.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and it's like, oh my gosh, they're so, the most talented people just always seem so tormented or like they go through the worst things. They're like have these highly addictive personalities and they're on these things. It's just sad. It's just sad. And I don't know what his, you know, what he has going on. It just seems like something's going on. But that God-given talent shines through every single time. It's and really what a sad. Voice. What a voice. He should wear clothes next time. I get the whole idea is like, I'm stripped down. This is what the internet was saying. He's stripping down and taking away all this stuff. It's just him and the talent. Like, you know, he also doesn't seem like he wants to be a celebrity.
I agree with that.
And it... We got to go back to the old times with the celebrities.
He's had to be a celebrity his whole life.
His whole life. We got to go back to the times when celebrities got to just do their talent and then go home. But now we be like, they got him all on the red carpet. His wife is trying to fix her dress. That man just standing there like, girl, hurry up. Like, he don't look like he happy. Don't he got some medical issues over a while ago. I'll be like, I don't want to know this much about the poor baby. He didn't post it on Instagram that he told his wife she was never going to be on the cover. And now she, like, just everybody, shut up. Shut up and sing. Sing, baby, sing. Just a mess.
Yeah, they... the rabbit hole of them had me for a little while when everybody was doing that Benny Blanco.
Yeah.
When he was trending. Their story is very interesting. Justin Bieber and that girl. But yeah, I agree. Something is definitely
not right with him.
Yeah, something's amiss. Something's awry.
Something off, and yeah, I'm sad about it. Because his music be, that song, I don't know what the hell UConn is about. Okay, it is such a
How does it go?
When are you come?
That's it. Okay, yeah.
And I know. It's so catchy. It's such a vibe. It's so great. I don't know why the hell he's singing about a GMC UConn truck, though. What is that about? I don't know what the point of the song is. I don't know. But what? It's so catchy and fun, and I love it.
Yeah.
All the best to Justin.
All the best.
Leave the things alone if you're touching the things.
We definitely didn't get to see a lot of the show because of Kev's performance, which was phenomenal, by the way. But I'll let him tell, like, lean into telling his perspective of that from last night. But the clips that I did see, I have an appreciation. I don't, what do you want to say about this? I don't think that there should be a pressure for uninformed people, celebrities, influence, whatever, to speak out about things that they really don't know. But I do have an appreciation for the people that do. And there were a lot of celebrities that took the time to speak out. And in the time that we are in today, I think it is really important that we hear from people that have power and influence.
Okay.
Yeah, but the balance, right, is that I don't think that there should be pressure from us to have them speak out.
Okay.
I think that when you are speaking out about things and you are uninformed,
okay,
I think that that is dangerous.
Yes.
I do. I think that is dangerous. I remember, and D.L. Hughley actually came back later and apologized, but during the election cycle, he was speaking out against Kamala Harris and talking about her record in California and all of these things. And I think Kamala ended up like having a conversation with him, or maybe he did the research after, one of the two. And he came back and was like, I apologize. Like, I shouldn't have said those things. And that kind of thing, I think, is dangerous. Mm-hmm. And I think when you maybe feel pressured to speak up about something that you don't have the information about, then I don't think you shouldn't speak up. And I think that there are, even for me, like, I think that there are voices that speak far better than I ever could in this political climate.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm real good with a repost, a retweet, amen and hallelujah to like amplify what they're saying.
Yeah.
Obviously you guys know that I'm, you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts. I do have my own opinions about things, but like there are people that I feel like your voice is actually who we need to hear from. I'm just going to amplify what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I think that that's okay. As well. And so all of that to say, and then, but there's also nothing wrong with like being disappointed with people that you would hope and expect to speak up and they don't. So, Jelly Roll didn't, he was like, I'm just a redneck, you know, I don't know nothing. And I was disappointed in that. I didn't realize that he was MAGA. We were talking about this on the bus last night. I didn't know he was MAGA.
That's the understanding.
I don't know why I didn't assume that. But I didn't, and I didn't know. And so that I was disappointed on, but now he's like, I am going to say something. It's like, I don't even know if I really want to hear from you. You know, I kind of want you, I want to hear what you have to say, but just because I want to confirm. But all of that to say that like, there was a lot of celebrities that I saw, a lot of clips that I saw that, spoke up, and I was like, I was happy to see that. I think in this political climate, if you do, you feel comfortable, that's what you want to do and how you want to use your voice. And that's the responsibility you feel on your, with your platform. I think that that's what you should do. I 100% think that's what you should do. So I was really happy to see that.
Yeah. I always go back and forth about that personally. I understand people have differing opinions and want, you know, their faves to say their opinions. Sure. I have exactly because of the point you were making about being uninformed, and it's why I am always really, a lot of people will DM me and like, you ain't said this about whoever and you ain't spoke on blah, blah, blah. Which I'm always like, when it comes, I understand the gravity of what we are dealing with. And I say I'm not a lawyer because I'm not one, and the risk of me misunderstanding, misinterpreting, saying something that is incorrect or that I didn't have enough information on or research on, I'm just not willing to risk that because I understand what's at risk.
Yeah.
And so I keep it to my group chat because I don't want to misinform anyone of something of this weight. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
It is too dangerous.
I agree. And in today's political, it is dangerous to go out there. When you think about, and I will call names on this, when you think about Andrew Schultz.
Yes.
Having Trump on his podcast. Yeah. And no matter what he says, that held weight.
Yeah.
That held weight.
Yeah.
He's saying he's one of the, I didn't vote for this.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yes, nobody you did. And yes, you did.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. You can't backpedal that. Uh-uh. And you use your platform to amplify Donald Trump. And that literally impacts where we are right now today.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you have one of two options, right? To say I didn't vote for this means A, you didn't do your research. Because everything this man said he was going to do or is doing, he said he was going to do. But you said people were being hysterical, they were exaggerating, and they were leftist conspiracy theories. And yet here we are. So you were either uninformed then, or you were turning a blind eye and decided it didn't matter because you didn't think it was going to affect you because you decided what was important to you was being able to have a baby. And I'm not saying that's not important. That is important. Yeah. The health care of women is important, but you decided to put that above everything else. When taken as a whole, Kamala could offer that as well.
Yeah. 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 Mm-mm.
That is where I say you, the NPR guy said, was silence not an option?
Hello? Well, and that's the...
Was silence not an option?
We go back to... And so be quiet.
Exactly.
Just be quiet.
Exactly.
Or I think there are also, because sometimes there's an expectation that as soon as something happens, people should be speaking on it. I remember, I'll never forget when that girl went missing, Carly, from, it was like North Carolina, Carly something.
Yeah.
When she went missing... And it was early kind of days of I'm not a lawyer, but and people were like, I can't in my DMs. I cannot believe you have not said something about this, Melanie. This is going crazy. You need to be speaking on this. You need a video. And I was like, I'm still looking into it. Number one, it just happened. But in addition to that, I got my own questions.
Yeah.
So give me I never made a video on that. And you see where we ended up with that story. I think you also have
wait,
to
wait. Remind us who it is. The little girl that claimed to have been kidnapped.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's what I thought.
She just walked in.
Yeah, yeah.
Ciao. But you also have to, because there is an expectation that things happen immediately, like speak on it right now. And it's like, that's when you get the uninformed opinions.
I agree.
That's when you get people having to go back and say, you know what? I said that too soon.
Oh, they said it was in Alabama.
Oh, Alabama. You have to give people time as well, because the other thing I personally have been, I want to say something. I want to make a video on something. I just haven't figured out what it is. So what I've been doing is going through the Epstein files and trying to figure out what is the responsible way for me to contribute to this
conversation
in a way that accurately reflects me and gives people information the way that they would want it from me.
Yeah.
Like I'm trying to stay true to me while also like I do want to do something. It's just I have to have time and I have to feel comfortable.
And it's a ton of pages.
It's
a lot of information.
Yeah, and it's not a lot of content because they deleting shit.
Yeah.
So I'm also like, well, what is this about? And how does it tie to? And who is this person? And where is that? So there, you have to give people time is my whole point. But this conversation that we're having right now is reminding me of something else I saw on Threads because this just happened to me. Somebody said, do you think content creators should be responsible for their audience? Like, do you think it's a mirror of what you've been giving space to? And what happens when you realize you've been making the wrong people feel welcome? Is that on you or on them? I'm curious how you feel. Do you think content creators should be responsible for what is said in their comments?
I think that you absolutely cultivate your audience and your comment section. And I think that I do believe that you may not always know what I said was going to trigger this response.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I don't say a lot of controversial stuff for that reason. But even something, just as an example, something as simple as me saying, who is keeping See's Candies in business? Uh-huh. Who knew that there... I did not know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That there was, not who knew, because y'all knew, I didn't. That there was this huge audience of people who like See's Candy. So I don't think all content creators go out with the intent of being controversial and therefore having comments that are like that way. However, if you are repeatedly pushing out content that is defamatory towards people, that is you know, what the shade room does, where you're displaying some, but you know the comments are going to go left.
Got it.
And you haven't yourself come out and said, hey, I don't get down like that. That's not the space for that. Mm-hmm. You can take this here, there, everywhere, but on this page, I don't get down like that. People don't understand and know that that's the boundary. Mm. And so I think there is a certain responsibility that you have. If you're going to say that's not what I intended,
yeah,
then you have to cultivate that space and let people know. And the thing about it is you can do that. Jackie Aina is an example. She was like, don't call me auntie. Oh. Do you know how many think pieces came from the result of Jackie Aina don't want us to call you? I bet you none of y'all be in her comments calling her auntie. Because she said that's a hard boundary for me.
Yeah.
You will not call me auntie in my comments. Period.
Yeah.
And it's your choice. You can abide and come here and comment based on that, or you can get to step in.
Yeah.
Because what you can do on your page is call me auntie. I'll block you.
Yeah.
But like,
you can't do it on mine.
You can't do it on mine. And I do think people, the same way you think you're going, this is what people say. You think you come to my house and say this, that, and the other about me?
Yeah.
You're cultivating that space. What are your thoughts?
I was a little conflicted because I think when you bring up a platform like the Shade Room, which will post a picture of Zaya Wade and be like, here is Dwayne Wade's daughter, Zaya. What do y'all think of her outfit? And then it's a bunch of attacks on this child and attacks on him. And so when you do, and they do stuff like that all the time, in my opinion. And so that feels intentional. That feels like I want engagement. Right. And so, and it doesn't feel true to like a productive discourse.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so that I have a problem with.
And you, I think the other thing, I'm gonna let you finish. Yeah. The other thing specifically on the Zaya Wade thing is like, what was the point of the picture?
Yeah.
If the point wasn't to encourage her, and you know your audience also isn't that audience, then simply don't post that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because was silence not an option?
Right. And so I think that's where I think I struggle, because for content like that, I do feel like you have a responsibility.
For sure.
Content creators who are posting and don't recognize, to the point you're making, that this is I didn't know this was going to go so left, and it's harmful, right? Particularly things that are harmful. I don't know when people, and I saw this thread, but in addition to that, someone commented, two people messaged, DM'd me recently about a case I covered, and they were friends of victims in the case, and they were telling me that I was being irresponsible because of the comments that people were commenting negatively about the victims. And they were like, you as a grown-ass woman with a platform this big, you need to turn your comments off. Why would you do this? Basically, it is hurting the victims and their family members. This is wrong. And I was like, number one, I block them because I block them because what I recognize is sometimes people don't have the ability to they get so consumed
with what people are saying about them, that they just keep going back to it. Yeah. And that's also harmful to yourself.
Yeah.
So let me help you by blocking you so you won't even
see it again.
My content. Yeah. I'm trying to help you, right?
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I was like, I don't feel like I'm responsible for what the people in my comments are saying based on the facts of this case. And so anyway, it's just been on my mind. When I saw that thread, I was like, oh, well, is my thinking wrong? Am I actually responsible for the people, for the comments? Am I curating a space that is harmful to the cases I'm covering and the victims and the family members? I didn't think about that.
I think there's two things, right? So one of the things I said was repeatedly. Mm-hmm. That could also just be, huh, that's interesting. I don't know if I'm doing that. And you hold it.
Yeah.
And then another post comes up and you see something. And another post comes and you realize, actually, I don't like this. Mm-hmm. I don't like what's happening. You have the right to like evolve into that decision.
Yeah.
And so, again, if your intent wasn't that and you get these posts and you're these comments and you're kind of like, I don't know what to do with that. But if you also feel like, I don't know the case, but like, y'all are victim shaming, or, you know, this is a woman and y'all are calling her this, that, and other because of, you know, she was sexually abused or whatever. And you feel like, what we're not going to do is that.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, you can say, hey, so listen, don't come over here on my page.
Yeah.
Talking about victims, victim shaming women. You can decide that that's also an important thing for you. And what you won't do is come over here and that, or you just simply block them and delete them. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's up to you to decide that. But if you decide, well, based off the facts of this case and what they're saying isn't like out of line, I understand why you, a person being close to it, feels that way, but I don't necessarily feel like that's out of line. I think that's okay as well. Mm-hmm. But also understanding, like, you know, there's certain things you decide you're not going to cover because it's a boundary for you.
Yeah.
I think we all can make those decisions, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I do think that I would hope if someone's in the car, this is the first example that comes to my mind because I don't obviously know. And so again, this is just the first example. If a woman was raped and killed and there are men in the comments talking about that's what she get, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. That we will not, no can do.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. You will be blocked first. So yeah. But I also think, you know, in 20, social media and people, this is still so new.
It is, yeah.
This is still so new.
Yeah.
And what people are learning and doing, you know, you figure out, you know, you just figure it out over time. And I think that we have to allow people that grace as well to like figure it out.
This was, I think, why it also affected. This was the first time I've obviously covered a lot of legal things at this point, cases and lawsuits and all of that. And it was the first time I've ever gotten any negative feedback from someone connected to a case.
So,
and I've covered a ton, and I've gotten thank you for being fair from multiple people who I personally have been like, they look a little crazy.
Yeah.
And I still have gotten people say thank you for being fair. And so to receive it, I said, this was so new. Well, hold on. What's happening? And do I actually need to take a step back? I think where I'm standing right where I feel at the end of the day is that I didn't do anything wrong and I'm so sorry. And well, I'm just going to keep them blocked because I think that it was such a sensitive case. It did involve minors, which is always touchy for me. But because of the facts of the case, they want their family member who are the family, the kids are dead now, and they want them to only be seen in this like way as just victims. And they are victims. What led up to that victimization are things that are a part of the facts. And so I don't think that if you're asking me to not cover that part, that's actually where the bias starts to come in. And I'm just not going to do that.
Yeah. And I think the other thing that you're also standing on is, again, what you have done repeatedly, what your motivation is and what your track record is. That speaks for itself.
Yeah.
So this is an outlier, not the rule.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think that's fair too, to be like, no, I understand what you're saying. I get it because it's personal for you. But based on the facts of the case, I don't feel like I was biased. I don't feel like I was presenting them in the bad light. I was literally just presenting, and that's okay too, to like stand firm in that as well. I was going to say something else. Oh, someone was saying, I don't believe that we should look to, back to the political part, that we should look to content creators or celebrities to be our beacon on the hill in terms of political views. I do think we should go to journalists. This is why you're not going to hear me talk about different things that have long histories and nuances of things, because I don't have enough information to follow something from 30 and 40 years ago to mm-hmm. understand where we are today. Go to journalists for that. I think we all have to be reset and go for journalists for that. However, I do think we also can call out people that do decide to use their platform and they're spreading wrong information. Cardi B needs to be called out for spreading wrong information.
What she said that was wrong?
Everything. There's nothing that comes out of her mouth that is correct. The way she recently, just from last night, trash talked Chrissy Teigen. She said something along the line
about Nicki Minaj.
What did I say?
Cardi B, girl.
I'm sorry, I said.
Girl, I was like, what did Cardi B do?
This brain fog.
Okay, Nicki. As soon as you said that Chrissy part, I know exactly the tweet you're talking about. She said that woman had private parts of a man. So that's helped me.
Nicki Minaj.
Nicki, child.
Nicki Minaj. Okay. I don't know why I said Cardi B. I don't even remember saying Cardi B. Nicki Minaj. Blame it on the brain fog.
We all was concerned.
Child.
Okay.
Blame Cardi it on the brain fog.
Cardi was out there doing Bodhi Quabadi.
Child. Cardi B said, why am I in it? I'm so sorry, girl. I'm so sorry.
Okay, continue. I'm sorry.
Nicki Minaj.
Yes, to be clear,
because they're not the same person.
No.
And they don't even like each other.
No.
Blame it on my brain fog.
Yes.
Nicki Minaj, I think she does need to. That's why I was like, what are you talking about? What has she said correct?
What? Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, okay. Yes.
Nicki Minaj, I think she needs to be called out on her BS. I hate. When people build a platform off the backs of a certain audience and then they turn on them.
Oh, man. What she has done to the LGBTQ community and like her rhetoric around it now versus it's actually insane.
Insane.
That's crazy.
Insane. And she needs to be called out on all of her BS.
Yeah, yeah.
It is crazy to me. And she is like, one of me and my sisters went to therapy. I don't know if it's me, you or Monique, one of us anyway. And they were saying that some people will invite you into the ring to fight, but mm-hmm. you don't have to fight them. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's what Nicki Minaj specifically is doing with Jay-Z, because every chance she gets.
Oh my gosh, it's so crazy.
She is like, I am in the ring. I am suited up. I have my gloves on. Please come in here. I don't know how this man holds his peace.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like she is begging, please have she this is. Public yeah, yeah, discourse and this public fight with me.
Yeah, yeah.
Please, please, please. And I'm just like, she's exhausting. All of this whole environment right now is just so exhausting, and I'm just so tired of this. Is what it feels like to be gaslit, where you're like, did y'all not read Project 2025? All of this was, I didn't read it, but I know the people that did, and I listened to talk about it, but like all of this was in there. And then to say like, that's not what I voted for, that's not what he stood for, that da 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 da, am I being gaslit? I'm so confused. I'm so, how I was hysterical and making up stuff before, and the world was falling, and never in a million years would this happen in America and in this democracy, and yet here we are. Yeah. And you're trying to say I never knew? What?
Yes. Let me tell you about the last sponsor of this podcast, and that is ZocDoc. Finding a doctor you actually like feels like discovering a diamond in the rough. Sure, you want someone in network, nearby, with open time slots, but let's be honest, that's just the start. You also deserve someone who really listens to you, makes you feel comfortable, calms your nerves, explains things clearly, tells you it's going to be okay, roots for your sports team, that might be a little bit much, makes you laugh, and still gives you a lollipop or a sticker on your way out. Your diamond in the rough doctor does exist, and you can find them easily on ZocDoc. Life can feel like a big puzzle. You're constantly trying to fit all the pieces together. And so it becomes a lot, but finding care shouldn't be the trickiest piece to fit into everything going on. And ZocDoc makes it easy to find and book an appointment with a doctor you love.
which is very important. You guys know how, every perimenopause thing you can ever imagine, I have been going through. And I just recently reached back out to my doctor for something that was going on. And this is when I say it is so important to find a doctor that will, like, vouch for you, campaign for you. And I've literally did this through ZocDoc, talking about your sports thing and all mm-hmm. of these things. So we have a call. I literally went through the platform and was like, I need an appointment. I was able to get it literally the very next day. I get on and I explain to her what's going on. And immediately she says, let's run laps. We did this, but we missed this. Mm. No problem. Let's run labs. Mm-hmm. As soon as we hang up, I'm going to give you a link to schedule this lab. And based on that, we'll be able to decide what your next steps are. If you are begging your doctor, please hear my symptoms. Please understand what I'm going through. Please, please, please. I'm on my hands and knees trying to understand. Please, please, please. You have the wrong doctor. You have the wrong doctor. I want Melanie to see my doctor, go through the ZocDoc process and do your situations. But I'm telling you, I love this woman. She has literally changed like my whole perspective. She's the reason I'm working out now. She's the reason why I'm on this estradiol patch. She's the reason I've got my labs done and I'm about to get some more done. So yes, yes, indeed.
ZocDoc is a free app and website that helps you find and book high quality in-network doctors so you can find someone you love. We're talking about booking in-network appointments with more than 150,000 providers across all 50 states. Whether you're looking for dermatology, dentistry, primary care, eye care, or one of the other 200 plus specialties offered on ZocDoc, you can easily search by specialty or symptom to build the care team that's right for you. Appointments made through ZocDoc happen fast, typically within 24 to 72 hours of booking. And you can score some same day appointments as well. So stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/GJ to find and instantly book a doctor you love today. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/GJ, ZocDoc.com/GJ. Don't forget the GJ. That's ZocDoc. Thanks, ZocDoc, for sponsoring this message. One thing before we go to traders is I just want to say, because we were talking about creators speaking on the things. I think there is a difference. Hear me clearly. There is a difference between a creator speaking publicly, making a public statement, mm-hmm. and just not being informed. Yes. We all, as grown adults in this country, should be informed, should be reading and learning and paying attention to 100%. What is happening in this country.
How are you not?
You can keep that to your group chat is what I'm saying. You don't, I understand the people who are not like, I don't feel I'm informed personally, but not informed enough to inform other people.
Correct.
Publicly. There's another level of responsibility 100%. That comes with that. So I just want to be clear. You all should read.
Okay. Or listen to a podcast.
Or listen to the podcast. You
watch
figure
the news.
Out what your platform is that you want to take in the information. You should do that. You just don't have to go out and
publicly
try to teach people
about
something
on.
You don't know what you're talking about.
100%.
That's all I'm saying.
I agree. That was a very good distinction. And I think that's where I am. I know a lot of things. I read and listen to a lot of podcasts. I've been watching news. There's a lot of things I have a lot of opinions on. But I'm going to go ahead and repost with someone who can articulate much mm-hmm. better than I can, is far more well-informed than I am, because that is not my zone of genius.
Amen.
And I will not be pressured into speaking on something and now you mad at me because I shouldn't have said nothing in the first place.
Because you DL who you lead and now you got to come
correct,
back and apologize.
Correct. So and that is a responsibility of your platform as well. Everything is nuanced. It's not all this or that. Everything is very nuanced. Okay, moving on.
Traders. What the?
Traders.
Oh my gosh, I think Rob is going to win, but I also
told y'all.
Hate him.
You did. But also, Lisa, pack it up, bucko.
Pack it up!
Pack it all the way TF up.
Pack it up!
I was so sick and tired of everybody this episode.
Lisa Rinna!
My thing with Lisa, she's out. My
Rob
thing.
Rob played it right.
He did.
He played it
okay, right. Okay, but not too much because I still don't like him for what he did. I think he's wrong for that.
Somebody had to do it.
Mike, I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Lisa was going to be gone regardless. She was either going to be gone the day she was gone or the day after.
Okay, well, let her live another day. Why? He's the one who he brought it up. He didn't have to bring it up. Everybody's like, well, maybe.
You know what?
No,
they would have voted out Natalie.
They
would have voted out Natalie.
He didn't have to do that.
They would have voted out Natalie had he not inserted himself and like was very gung-ho about old girl. The problem is this. He had already attacked Lisa the day before. So then to have this opportunity and not looks weird. I'm going to tell you who I actually think is not playing it right. But now I'm interested to see how she's going to play it because she put Rob on there, which be seating seats about who the traitors are. And it's going to look like traitor on traitor crime. But Candace, Ben should have got off the boat with Lisa.
And Candace told on herself. She's yes. about to get cooked
she
next episode.
Yeah, but I feel like being a housewife is a good excuse for her.
That's what I told Kev, too.
The whole thing is housewives be sticking together. So that's still her.
Not enough people care about that. They was checking her voting.
And that's why she should have jumped off the boat.
Her choice of thing was dumb.
Terrible.
That's what I'm saying.
That's be that traitor on traitor crime because everyone's going to be like.
Traitor on traitor crime is wild.
Because why would you choose Rob? Nobody's saying Rob.
She should have went and took Colton up on his offer. Because he had her Lisa? Dead to rights. Lisa.
I don't think so.
But I think Colton's a snake.
It's a good point. He is. He need to get off.
He already was on you. He's more of a strong player than he is anything. At least get somebody on your side. Because if Rob go to Colton and be like, I think it's Lisa.
I think Colton and Rob may have a little allegiance alliance going on.
They do.
Rob is
No. Are you a traitor?
Oh.
Rob's playing everybody.
Rob is trying to win.
I don't like it. I love it.
I don't like how he did.
When they were like in the car or when they were in that room or something, and he was like, "Yeah, but have you noticed that?" No, he said that old dumb line that was like, "If two people experience the same thing and one person's version is different, then one person
Hello. That was in revelatory.
I was so annoyed. Like, duh, you idiot.
Yeah,
he
dropped the mic. So I have a story and she has a story and we don't align, somebody lying. Boom.
And sir. It's Lisa. I just felt like he did not have to do that.
No, he did it.
He went hard.
He gave him a get out of jail free card.
Yes.
Like, I like jail.
Yes.
I hate Lisa. That's what's like, nigga, you ain't have to do that. He wanted to.
He did.
Yeah, no. He was gunning for Lisa, number one, because he's like, I can't do all this, and then we got to go back to the.
He said, I can't look at you.
Oh yeah, we can't go back up to girl because now you're gonna.
They both finna yell at me.
Yeah.
I will say though, it was crazy that he called Natalie out online though.
Oh, he did.
We were talking about the online. I don't either. Where are the NDAs? Bring back the NDAs. Everybody shut up.
I do not like that so much of this show lives outside of the show.
Yeah.
And the dynamics that exist with the people aren't like, oh, we did a show together. It was so much fun. You were a traitor.
Yeah.
You signed up to lie. You signed up to manipulate. You signed up to be deceiving because you are a traitor.
Yes.
The show is over. We can be friends. I hate that.
Yes.
Candace and Rob are going back and forth.
I don't like it.
Online.
Oh, are they really?
No.
Love Island Rob.
I don't like it.
No, but you remember the when he got the dagger, though, how he read her is what I'm trying to say. At the table.
Who? Rob read who?
Natalie.
Oh, Natalie. Wait, say it again.
I had to remember who Natalie was. For the dagger, everybody had the tablets face down.
Oh, right. Oh, got it. You're talking about how he could tell she was lying.
Yes. Oh.
Because she was a terrible lie.
Oh, so I was over there like, I think it's the first person.
Oh, I thought it was Natalie too.
I was off.
She was smiling. I don't have it.
Oh, man.
She was terrible. Also, though, Natalie, baby girl, Natalie.
I had to look which one is Natalie. Natalie. I remember her now.
Natalie.
Yes.
Take that glitter off your eyes.
Oh, my gosh. I hate it.
Please.
It's so annoying.
For the love of God, take that glitter off of your eyes. And if you wear them pants with the mesh see-through.
Yes.
One more time.
They don't have a lot of clothes.
Girl.
It'd be funny to see all the varying outfits, though, because Candace looked like she about to go on a runway and the other girls be looking like they at the gym.
And Rob be having cut off.
One thing about Rob, he gonna put
the farm.
It's out here cold and windy and damp. Let me grab this tank top.
It be cut off shirts, and then the host of the show, that man is on.
Oh,
Alan, just here for the shenanigans. What is the theme? Because I am on it.
I love it.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Anyway, I am super curious to see how Rob and Candace are going to interact.
Yes.
Moving forward.
The next episode is going to be crazy.
Huh?
I think Candace got next episode.
It would be smart. He's going
to get her out.
I think she's got next episode.
She got too many friends. Her and Rob turned on each other, and now they're trying to build alliances.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes.
She's from there.
Yes.
But my she only thing, not get her Colton out. Is on to her.
Colton is, and he needs to go home.
On to her. She does have a weird voting history. That's in the true. Beginning, she was cool because she was just like, I chose Ron, so therefore I'm always choose Ron. And so but that doesn't look weird.
But he also wasn't a traitor.
Correct.
But okay.
And then it was like, I wanted to vote for Natalie.
Yes.
But now I'm confused. And so instead of voting for either one of you.
I'm going to vote for Rob.
And the clip weird. They showed at the end when they're walking out, she's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't even know why I did that. Nobody ever says that after they vote for somebody.
Yeah. My other thing is,
she messing up.
I think she should have just voted for Lisa.
I think she should have.
She at that point, I think girl,
you gotta know.
You gotta abandon and you just gotta go with it. Yes.
And understand the point of the game.
I agree.
Agree. So that's why I think Rob is playing it smart. Yeah. I really do. I think he's playing. Him and Phaedra are my favorite traitors in the U.S. history.
He ain't touching Phaedra, but yes, Phaedra was.
Calculated,
amazing, she was smart. Television.
Yes,
just
and she didn't have to turn on any of the other traitors, which so was great. Good. Yeah, she didn't have to turn on any of the other traitors for real, so that was really good. That makes her kind of like unique in how good she was as a traitor. But last season, all we saw was traitor on traitor crime.
Yeah,
and this season, Rob is, but he's good.
Yeah, he's gonna win it.
I like it. I like it. I like it a lot. Was there another show you wanted to talk about? Salt Lake City. I'm sick of them yelling at each other.
Oh, the reunion.
I can't watch reunions.
All they're doing.
They just yell. I get so overstimulated.
I'm so over
it's
it.
Very there's overstimulating. Happening. They no, well, something happened. I can't remember. I don't remember. I watched it. I'll be laughing out loud. Greg will come inside like, you're so loud. I'm like, this is so silly.
I hate
it.
It
is so unserious. It's a good time.
I hate them.
Oh, I know what happened. Homegirl said that she is not with her husband anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And we didn't see nan bit about it. And that was my complaint an episode or two ago.
That's true.
Bronwyn.
I was like, what is her name?
Bronwyn said.
That came out on the reunion.
I think we need
Are
to
you gonna
stop.
Are you going to keep asking me about, what's his name?
Dave.
I was going to say Dave too. Literally, that was the name I was going to say.
It's something basic like that.
Todd.
There you go.
Are you going to keep asking me about Todd? Because we're not together anymore. It was like, well, welcome.
I want to see their dynamics. All of them had relationship issues and we've seen nothing but them try to fake salvage all of their friendships. Someone said this too on you know what, someone just approached me and Kev to do a reality show. I had a call on tell them no. Yeah, I mean,
I'm in.
And this
call
was
me.
This is what's so funny is on the call, they're going through. I had a different understanding of like what I thought the show was. What I actually thought was they were bringing me on to be an ambassador on for the network.
Oh.
And I was going to be doing many videos doing their thing. And I was like, oh, that's cool. We do that anyway. Literally, I was going to say, can we use clips from Gin and Juice? Like I had a whole plan situated. So I get on the call and I said, I'm so sorry. I think I'm having a misunderstanding of what you're asking me. Am I the subject? They were like, yes.
Oh.
I said, so you want to follow me? They were like, yes. I said, oh, I'm going to be very transparent with you guys. We've been asked to do this before, and I've always said no.
I'm Candace.
Yeah.
On Ron.
Correct.
No,
it's going to be a no for me. I said, I'll talk to my husband just to make sure we're fully aligned, but I just want to just let you guys know. I love my husband. I love my children. I don't know of any reality show where the
Why
couples
would you
have
tell
come
the reality producers
I sure
this?
Did. I sure did. Because it's the truth. I don't know of any couple, any family that has gone on reality TV and come out on the other side whole. Mm-hmm. That is not what I want for my life.
Angel's in the background if y'all can't hear.
I said that's not what I want for my life. So again, I'll have this conversation with my husband and come back to you. But I didn't know that's what y'all was asking me to do.
Because I could have saved you some time. But speaking of that, there's a show that we talked about. You didn't watch it, but I did. And you probably won't comment very much. It's okay, I will. That Houston show, there's a woman on there. And I told y'all that she cleared. They didn't need to be together no more. It was very clear on that show from episode one. Mm-hmm. That was a relationship that should end. It now appears via social media. Nothing's been confirmed by her, but by me. It seems very clear.
Yeah.
That woman is no longer with him, and she is living her best life.
Yeah.
Her best life. She probably, whether she went on that show or not, it seemed like that was going to happen. Yeah, though. They was getting towards the end of that. But
I forgot why I would detour down that way. Oh, Salt Lake City.
Yes.
Because I'm also the person that want to say, I want to see what's going on in y'all relationship.
Absolutely. If you're going to be on there, tell us.
Because that's the tea. Because the tea is, Bronwyn, what's happening in your world with your husband? Also, what's her name? Heather Whitney?
Whitney,
what's happening? Because she went back there and hugged him and said, we're going to be all right. And then got on the stage and said, it's just hard. What's still hard?
She depleted their bank account for Rose Beauty. what did you say last
week? Roses are red.
Roses are red.
Violets are blue. I'm in debt. My husband is too.
And is. That's why she went back there and hugged him.
Yeah, I think that, and someone said this. I'm happy you said this. That Quad dude.
Oh, King and Quad. Y'all, I forgot.
I'm happy you said it because I saw it online. I said, is that the man that didn't want to have the baby?
Yes. And it don't look like he on the internet being nice about it. I left that situation. The nerve of you.
He said, I got involved with that. I got devolved with that.
I didn't watch last night's episode, but I cannot wait. King and Quad. Thank you for reminding me.
They say he's a diva.
He comes across that way. Okay, that's all
right. Well, thank you.
Make sure
much.
Y'all watch Beast Games because I need to get caught up and we need to talk about that show because it's a good time too. And I just bought Mr. Beast's Feastables. I bought it because I want to try it.
Oh no!
What's a Feastable?
I shouldn't. It's bad.
The snacks.
It's his chocolate bar.
He makes millions of dollars off that chocolate.
I watched his.
Now I'm on the stage with David Letterman. Yes. Welcome to my stage.
Next on. Coming to the stage. No. Next on stage.
No, that was Kev's stage.
Next on stage.
Coming to the stage.
And my next guest.
My next guest. It's my next guest.
It's not a stage on there?
No.
Coming to the stage. That was Kev on stage.
Stage crew.
Well, child, I watched his interview on that. It was really good. So I'm happy about the chocolate.
I'm going to try it and tell you. I'll report back.
It's not good. It's for kids.
Well, the Mr. Beast Games is good. I enjoy it.
It's a good time.
Yeah, no. It's a good time. All right. Thank you guys so much. Beast Games is on
Amazon.
Yep.
That man got like 5 shows on Amazon. And during his show, Amazon will, if they have a commercial, you can scan the code to buy the thing in the commercial right there.
Yeah, they're not playing games.
But I was like, this is creepy.
He also has a collab on this season with the Survivors dude.
Yep.
You got
like 4 shows on there. Anyway, okay.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Let me just hold on before we go. Let me make sure I'm going to be here on Monday. I am because I'm not going out of town. I was supposed to be going to Atlanta. I'm not. All right. So we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.